Hello, this is Kilara, and namaste to all. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast today. I thought I would just take a moment to share my thoughts and insights regarding the upcoming solar eclipse. A total solar eclipse will occur on Monday, August 21st, 2017. It will be visible in totality across the entire contiguous United States. The previous time a solar eclipse was visible across the entire United States was during the June 8th, 1918 eclipse. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between Earth and the sun, thereby totally or partly obscuring the image of the sun for a viewer on Earth. A total solar eclipse occurs when the moon's apparent diameter is larger than the sun's, blocking all direct sunlight, turning day into darkness. Eclipses bring the unexpected, forcing us into action. This information was also found for me on Wikipedia, among other places. I thought I would take some time to really talk about the eclipse energies that's flowing into the planet. The energies during an eclipse season can be very intense and heavy. If one is not aware, it can cause insomnia, anxiety, depression, among other symptoms. However, the intensity of this energy can be used to positively affect your life if you choose to direct your focus and attention in a most positive way. And so it's very important that we take this energy very lightly. Try not to become overly sensitive or take things seriously, too seriously or offensively, as the heavier we are, the more difficult and challenging these energies will become. And so there's a need for us to stay connected to unconditional love and higher conscious emotions such as joy and peace and happiness. This will prevent us from barreling down even lower into the lower vibrations, which often can cause deep suffering and pain. And so this is why I'm taking the time to do this podcast for someone, anyone, even if it's just one person who is meant to hear these words today or any time between now and the time that this energy begins to penetrate our planet in such a heavy way. This information is here for you as my offering of love. And so, this coming eclipse is in the sign of Leo. And the potential changes resulting from this eclipse is all about you. It's about you loving you and getting what you deserve. Living the life you deserve. So if you're not currently living the life you deserve or loving yourself completely, this eclipse energy is going to show you where you need to improve in order to receive more love and more healing in this area. So I decided to do this video to give you some insight into the direction that you will be most easy for you to flow during the next month or so, at least through the end of August, or the end of the year really, as this eclipse energy will be around for quite some time to come. In order to do that, we must take a look at the archetype of the Leo. Of course, it's a great idea for you to know where Leo falls in your natal chart. This would help you to understand your path more intimately and also how this eclipse energy will be affecting your Leo energy. You can Google Natal Chart Calculator to get a free copy of your natal chart. You will need to know your date of birth, time of birth, and place of birth in order to receive a complete natal birth chart. Nevertheless, even if you don't know your natal aspects or even understand what a birth chart is, you can still learn something about this energy by understanding what this eclipse energy is all about, and also understanding the Leo character. Many astrologers call the sign of Leo the sign of royalty. It is the sign of divine self-love and royal godlike qualities. These characteristics, of course, can be used negatively or excessively or inefficiently, each with its own set of negative results. However, a balanced level of radical self-love can help us to see things about ourselves that may have been hidden or overlooked for quite some time. Self-love helps us to do what's best for us in the most difficult times. There are times when self-love becomes a sacred act of spiritual warfare in order to help us help ourselves evolve and ascend higher. And I just like to stop here, you know, because on our spiritual path, it is so important to know when relationships are ending or beginning or evolving into a new direction. And this is important because as we ascend to higher consciousness, our needs and our wants in regards to how we relate to others often change as we begin to love ourselves more and learn to allow more love in. The way we relate has to change with others. And so, during this transit, if you find yourself having a difficult time in any area of life, take the time to recognize how much you are loving yourself in that area and become aware if you need to give yourself more love in that area. This could mean making changes that allow for more love to flow to you. The level at which you allow these changes to take place will let you know just how well you are loving and caring for yourself. Also, during this transit, focus on giving yourself a break more. Take more naps. Be easy about this energy, because being in negative emotions only makes it a lot more challenging. So I highly recommend taking walks in nature. Exercise helps a lot to process the energy, as well as naps for sure. Also, make this a time of judgment-free zone. No judging, no blaming, or shaming yourself. Just pure, unconditional love is allowed. Soon you will understand just how much you've actually grown and healed yourself with unconditional love. Finally, I would like to leave you today with the Leo affirmation to use during your day. I love affirmations as they have helped me a great deal over my lifetime to change certain things that felt almost hopeless or impossible to change. They are easy, rhythmic, simple ways to encourage yourself with words and to stay aligned with positive outcomes. I recommend using these affirmations once, twice a day, whenever you feel your energy low or your self-esteem struggling. Pull these affirmations out, take deep breaths, and recite them whenever needed. Leo affirmations. I am worthy of all things good. I am the sun, the moon, and the stars. The universe resides within me. I am divine love. I am divine love, peace, and joy. I am. You can use these affirmations, just quick positive affirmations, anytime you need that uplifting confidence to flow through you. I recommend using them daily, as I said before, once or twice a day. And I pray that they help you through this difficult time. I look forward to connecting with you again as these energies are flowing through the earth. I will look forward to sharing more insight and inspiration about how to live more in your Leo or your solar plexus energy. Until then, thank you so much for being here. If you would like a tarot reading, you can find that information at my Facebook fan page. Again, that's facebook.com/thenegroqueen. And I wish you many blessings.